Good morning, Brisbane. Welcome to your 8 a.m. Zedlines and local news. Three Olympic swimming pools of plastic being found in Moreton Bay by UQ researchers. At an estimated 7,000 tonnes, the sampled sediment shows a severe threat to the bay's vital ecosystems. Dr. Elvis Okofo approximates 1.5 million single-use plastic bags have made their way into the bay. The true environmental impact of this is yet to be seen.
In national news, CSIRO's 3D mapping technology has landed on the International Space Station, ISS. The device will create more detailed three-dimensional maps of the lab, with the future goal of taking over autonomous caretaker operations in the station. The device will be attached to Astrobee, a NASA robot platform that roams around the station to assist with various tasks. If this technology succeeds, it could pave way for developments in remote monitoring and management, such as the planned moon-orbiting Gateway space station. In other national news, a parliament inquiry reviews Clive Palmer suing Australia for $410 billion via the Australia-New Zealand Free Trade Agreement. Mr. Palmer has previously said in his mining company ZEV Investments was a Singaporean investor. As such, it has enabled him to claim billions in compensation over charges in government law. AFTINET convener Dr. Patricia Reynolds attributes the investor rights as amended by the previous coalition government to Mr. Palmer's exploitation. Dr. Reynolds adds that Labour's failure to review said amendments has worsened matters. The inquiry will inspect Mr. Palmer's actions and why the rights review has been delayed till 2027.
In international news, Simon Harris is set to become Ireland's youngest Prime Minister. At age 37, Ireland's governing party, Fine Gael, has announced Simon Harris as the next successor after former Prime Minister Leo Varadkar resigned last Wednesday. Harris has been a Minister for Further and Higher Education and served as the country's Health Minister from 2016 to 2020. For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with a chance of showers throughout the day. It's been raining a bit this morning, so definitely a chance. It's currently 19 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is moderate. UV index is expected to reach 10.6, which just sits in the very high band. That's all for your 8 a.m. news. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4